Kiss of Steel by Beck McMaster, narrated by Alison Larkin, copyright 2012 by Beck McMaster. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Beck McMaster, care of Bookends, and was produced in the year 2013 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. If only she'd been born a man. A man in Whitechapel had choices. He could take up a trade or theft, or even join some of the rookery gangs. A woman had opportunities too, but they were far more limited and nothing that a gently bred young lady would ever aspire to. A mere 6 months ago, Honoria Todd had owned other options. They hadn't included the grim tenement that she lived in, hovering on the edges of Whitechapel, or the nearly overwhelming burden of seeing her brother and sister fed. 6 months ago, she'd been a respectable young woman with a promising job as her father's research assistant, hovering on the edge of the biggest breakthrough since Darwin's hypotheses. It had taken less than a week for everything she had to be torn away from her. Sometimes she thought the most painful loss had been her naivete. Scurrying along Church Street, Honoria tugged the edge of her cloak up to shield herself from the intermittent drizzle, but it did no good. Water gathered on the brim of her black top hat, and each step sent an icy droplet down the back of her neck. Gritting her teeth, she hurried on. She was late. Mr. Macy had kept her back an hour at work to discuss the progress of her latest pupil, Miss Austin. Scion of a merchant dynasty, Miss Austin was intent.